This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour on the DJV program, another hour dedicated to everybody everywhere. Yes, this is the only place you can find pretty much all things for all people. Advice for those of you who have long faces because Kamala Harris is the VP candidate. Take heart. There's another election in 4 years, and as soon as whoever gets elected in November, day after that, we'll start the process all over again. So have you finally decided once and for all who you're going to vote for? Are you there? A lot of people are. Some people aren't.
What about the debates?
What about them?
For those, some people want to
actually. How are you going to have a debate?
I know everybody wants to see Kamala go up against Pence, that's for sure.
I know a lot of people want to see Trump go up against Biden.
Well, it'll be good conversation for those of you who are interested in it. I'll probably take a flyer on that and see a good movie or find a good movie if I can find one. The origin of Kamala Harris is her family background. I think we were talking about this the other day. She was born to an Indian mother and a Jamaican father. So what is that? An Indian. We don't call them Indians in America
and
anymore.
And the family were slave owners, which is always fun to
point out.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. I didn't know that. How did you find that out?
It's everywhere. Her dad actually came out and talked about their history of being slave owners in Jamaica.
So is the consideration for her based on the fact that she could be a good president? Is that a factor that somebody actually came up with, or she's just a good fundraiser?
Well, Joe Biden believes that she has all the chops. A lot of people also believe that you know, why wouldn't she be able to have the chops? I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if Joe Biden, if the Republican rumor mill is, you know, true and he doesn't finish a first term, then I wouldn't lose. She's not my favorite person, but she's capable. Absolutely. More so than Trump is. Why not? Absolutely.
What is it? Okay. So then what qualifies one to be a president? Not a good leader. Just to be, if we just focused on the presidency, what qualifies someone? We look back at some of the better presidents in our lifetime, your lifetime, my lifetime.
Does anyone even agree on that?
Well, I mean, they can't agree on
Abraham Lincoln. I think we can agree on Abraham Lincoln, can we?
Well, I think
it depends, I guess.
Really,
I think there's stipulations as to what makes a president. It's you know, your age, it's certain requirements that you were born here, all of that. So I think that's the agreed upon standard. I don't think, you know, people are trying to say, well, this is presidential, this is not presidential. What does that really even mean? I mean, but here's the thing. I know a lot of people who were presidential who disappointed the hell out of me. Mm.
From Kennedy on TV, that presidential look thing.
Yeah.
That was a media studies class I took in college, and that
me
was
too.
Like...
Yeah, and comparing him to Nixon, who always looked like
Nixon
he needed a shave, and he sweated.
No one before that time ever said, oh, so-and-so looks presidential. That phrase was never
used. Because no one
used.
Could. TV wasn't really part of it.
Right.
Kennedy, people who watched the debate thought Kennedy won, and people who listened to the debate thought Nixon won. So, I don't know.
Right,
I mean,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's true.
What,
I mean, it's interesting, because I think it's definitely generational. That's a baby boomer thing, because that's what you guys, you know, probably grew up watching. Well, that's what you guys grew up watching, you know. That was part of your formative years with that. So I don't think that matters.
To answer your question, I'm sure there's a lot of people. I'm sure Victoria would tell me a lot of things that aren't presidential about Trump. I look at his actions. I think he's delivered on a lot of promises. What I would say to you is I don't really feel good about Biden's pick, Kamala Harris, saying that she's going to prosecute Trump supporters, not just people, not just Trump.
What does that mean?
She said on the primary stage that she was going to prosecute people who have held up this president, who supported this president. So here's the thing. If you take her at her word, am I going to have to be worried about being jailed because I've spoken out and used my freedom of speech to back up President Trump?
Well, I think we do, because that's pretty damn concerning to me if somebody who is on the ticket, who will most likely end up leading the country in 4 years, says they want to go after people who support Trump. That's not how it works.
Okay. I feel like there needs to be some more to that. That sounds like a talking... That sounds like a soundbite.
It's not a talking point. She said it during the primary. I remember it.
But in what context? Because I watched all the debates and I did not hear her say that.
Well, I didn't hear her say it either, but I can imagine her saying it. I didn't hear her say it, but I can imagine she's fully capable of saying something like that because she's a fearmonger. She's always at her best when she's... We're trying to put somebody in a corner.
She said she would have no choice but to prosecute Trump himself after a presidency. And the Southern District of New York is already moving forward with that, too. So that has nothing to do with Trump supporters and, like,
there was something
people
about
like
the
Jen.
People who propped him. No, there's something about his supporters and the people who propped him up. There, I'll find the quote. I'm looking for it right now. Google, here's the thing. Google has got a horse in this fight. So for all of you who are Googling and trying to get real information, try a different browser because Google is not the place
Google.
To go.
Google has they have the technology, but they don't have the independence. And that's the trouble with so much
stuff.
Well,
I'm not using
today.
Google. And so
Silicon Valley is trying to influence the election. Hollywood's trying to influence the election. Madison Avenue's trying to influence the election. I think we're on the street here with the feelings. There's no fight here. There's no arrogance here. And I say that I'm sort of proud of the way this is approached, but if I weren't on the radio, I'd still have the same approach. I'm just fed up with the traditional drivers of culture, if that's the way you want to put it. These people who think I'm a Silicon, those two twerps that run Google, and all of the stars in Hollywood who are, how can you be a Republican in Hollywood? Madison Avenue, the arrogance of the guy I was talking about earlier on, who somebody quoted just because he said it. I mean, what the
hell? Here's the quote, and it wasn't during the primary debate. I'm sorry, it was June 18th, 2020.
So I gave you enough time to find this, Jennifer?
I got it. Yeah.
Well, I want to know exactly what she said. I enjoy facts, so I want to hear what she said.
This is the quote. And once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in this great nation. For
yeah, that's not Trump supporters like you, Jen. That's clearly his cronies who have enabled the financial crimes. You don't need to read it again.
Look out
I comprehend
if you supported
it.
Him
I got
and
it.
Endorsed his actions. That's me.
Yeah, that's not what she means, and you know that.
How do you know?
I don't know that.
I don't trust her. I wouldn't trust her any further against Trump.
Right. So she's right. So what you're saying, Doug, is she wants to round up every single person who voted for Trump.
I think that she is capable. Looking what she's done in California,
fearmongering. You guys are doing that now.
Attorney General.
If we try,
oh, we disagree with you. We don't like her.
No, I understand you don't like her. You've made that very clear. But what I'm saying is, that is a ludicrous interpretation of what she said. That is, and that's fearmongering. That is fearmongering at its worst right there.
Here's the thing. I'm not fearmongering. I'm listening and hearing and reading what she said. She's the one who's saying that. I'm not. I don't want to be targeted legally.
I think you're safe.
My political
beliefs. I think you're fine.
Well, you know what?
I think you'll be just fine.
That's what Trump thought when Obama went after him.
I think you will be fine, but it won't be. It'll be because you're visible, and the people that can't hide or have no influence whatsoever, that is with other people, and they're just kind of on their own. I think those folks are vulnerable. There's all kinds of vulnerabilities around us today, which is kind of too bad. There are enough things for us to worry about, if that's the term you use, be concerned about, with regard to our own lives. But to worry about stuff like that, living in our country, again, back to where we find ourselves in the fix that we're in, I lay most, not that blame fixes the problem because it doesn't, but the inadequacies of information sources these days, because they are back to Google and how much they influence what people do on with their browsers and their other tools.
It's because you don't have a choice
to not use it. they have a choice to not use it if they don't want to.
But how informed are they to what they're, how is the average, is the average person that you know aware of how those two twerps are influenced with their political points of view?
I don't know who the twerps are that you're talking about.
The two guys that founded Google.
I don't know them. I watch the current CEO and you know, whatever he does, but, you know, I don't know. All I know is you have choices. There are other browsers. If that's how you feel that Google is influencing your results, then fine. Then
I guess
use
a lot of people
browser.
Don't know. It's not being widely spread around that Google is doing that. So people who are apolitical, who are just trying to get information, are being right. given
And they don't go to Bing because Bing doesn't work as well as Google does.
Well, I don't think apolitical people are Googling political stuff. I think that's kind of...
Well, no, I mean, if they're trying to decide who to vote for, they're going to try to Google
Google's
records
gonna tell
of Joe Biden.
Who to vote for?
Oh, well, God, yes.
For PS, people who are interpreters.
Do you think people are seriously looking, Google, who should I vote for? Really?
No,
no,
no, but
they're using the Google search engine to find out information.
They're using it to get information. Right.
Will be Biden and Harris, not Trump and Pence, depending on what you put in the search bar. Yeah, that's, I think that's pretty clear. 17 after the hour. Due to the pandemic, major college conferences are canceling their fall sports seasons. What does that mean for the future, the immediate future of college athletics? We have that conversation in the clip of the day today at djvshow.com. So listen to that, djvshow.com, for the clip of the day, which is like just a little snippet. It's a little, I suppose, a little podcast, if you will. You'll follow us on social media at facebook.com/DJV Show. You can hear the whole show anytime you want during the day at DJVShow.com as well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Garth Graham, Chief Community Health Officer for CVS Health. COVID-19 has deeply devastated our lives in countless ways. Many individuals, especially those in minority communities, are delaying or canceling important doctor's appointments and healthcare visits. We cannot let screening, treatment, and care for other debilitating and life-threatening conditions be another casualty in this fight. We must take care of ourselves now more than ever. That's why CVS Health is promoting Time for Care. This call to action encourages individuals to prioritize in-person primary care needs while taking the proper safety precautions as they continue on their path to better health. COVID-19 has struck an especially painful blow for Black and Hispanic communities who are already facing higher rates of chronic conditions. At CVS Health, we are actively working to address these racial and ethnic disparities in both treatment and care. Our team continues to increase COVID-19 testing access by collaborating with organizations serving minority populations. To stay informed, go to #TimeForCare or visit aetna.com/TimeForCare.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What a great line. Family tradition music. Time now on the DJB program. It's 23 after the hour. Hank Williams Jr., Marty Stewart, songwriter Dean Dillon are the 2020 class of inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Country Music Association making the announcement earlier this week on Wednesday. Williams is going to fill the Veterans Era artist slot. Stewart will be inducted as the modern era artist, and Dylan as the songwriter category, which rotates every 3 years with the non-performer and recording and or touring musician inductees. Williams' induction comes 60 years after his father, the still very influential Hank Williams Sr., inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Known to fans by the nickname Bocephus, huh? Really? Really? Did you know that?
Old Bocephus? Yeah.
Yeah. Really? What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just what they use to refer to him sometimes in country songs.
Huh. He's much different than his father, I think, in terms of style. That's perhaps why he makes it. In 1975, he survived a 500-foot fall off of Ajax Mountain in Montana. And then he released his career-changing Hank Williams Jr. and Friends. Yeah, I think. That's got to tell you something about who's watching him, looking over
only
him.
The good die young, that's what they always say.
Yeah, really. Well, his father died at the age of 29.
I know.
He hit his stride 4 years after this event in 75, launching a string of hits beginning with Family Tradition, which we've heard, Whiskey Bent and Hellbound, All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down, Country Boy Can Survive, Country State of Mind, and Born to Boogie. So, this is a Country Boy Can Survive, right? Uh-huh. There you go. So those are the members of the class of 2020 in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Next up, as we get close to 26 after the hour on the DJV program, I guess going back to mid-July now, Marcus King and his band played a series of concerts on the Nashville soundstage with some special guests. Shows a reminder of what music fans have been missing for the past, what, 5 months or so? Surprises range from a wild cover of Black Sabbath's Electric Funeral and Brent Hines from Mastodon to an entire Last Waltz-inspired set. This is weird. Marcus King's four-of-a-kind shows raised a lot of money, brought $80,000 in for Music Cares. Spotify matched proceeds donated through their COVID music relief project. I wanted to give people some variety, Marcus King said. If we're playing a 3 or 4 night run, we don't like to repeat material or recycle anything. We're supporting Music Cares and helping musicians in these trying times because they have been a success and musicians are getting hit pretty hard, not getting to do what we love. King just announced a series of drive-in shows kicking off in September on the Cape. Earlier this year, he released El Dorado, his second album. Marcus King Trio drive-in dates for those who are interested. Cape Cod at the Yarmouth Drive-In on Friday, September 4th. And then, let's see, he's on the 5th. He's in East Swansea, New Hampshire at the Cheshire Fair. Scranton, Pennsylvania on the 6th. Morris, Connecticut on the 8th of September. Butler, PA on the 10th. Richmond, Virginia on the 11th. And Kodak, Tennessee on the 12th. So, if you're interested, you're a fan of Marcus King, that's how you can get to see him. There it is, a public service announcement of the DJ.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden yesterday formally introduced the woman he's chosen to be his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware. California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris said she is ready to get to work.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic women before me.
President Trump called Biden's choice an unusual pick, saying that there was nobody more insulting to Biden than Harris during the Democratic primary race. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says in a statement that Democrats have no interest in negotiating a coronavirus relief package. He released the statement after talking to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Pelosi says it's the White House that's not budging. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break. Another recall is expanding, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Completing the cycle of life. This is the DGV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here, trying to complete the cycle. I'm going to give you a little insight for those of you who are listening in the morning. Yes, this is August. This is still 2020. Yes, Amazon will deliver whatever your package is today. Yes, your friends are okay. And yes, there is chocolate in my refrigerator. Those of you who just want to know what is important, I have some ice cream in the freezer, too, for those I'd share if you were to visit. I just did something that I have never, ever, ever done before. And I'm going to fess up to it. It comes in a few minutes. Right?
Usually you say you take baths in your swimming pool, so that's why I wonder.
No, I don't have a swimming pool here on this, at this house yet to do
jumps
that.
Jumps in the neighbors in the middle of the night.
So, well, the neighbor's my old house, and that's the only swimming pool around, and there's nobody there because they sold the house again, and it's empty, so I probably could go over. You know, I haven't thought about that, Victoria. Go over and
free pool.
Take a jump. Yeah.
Oh, great. Now you've encouraged him to squat, so this is good.
All right. So I just was looking at a couple of things on my Facebook page. Mine is facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and there's the Facebook page for the program, /DJV Show. Somebody posted a picture of a woman who had gone hunting and killed a bunch of wolves. and she put the wolves in the back of her pickup truck. Somebody took a picture and posted it on social media with a big smile and the proudness of somebody who had accomplished something. So I put, I don't know this woman. She may be somebody who follows me. I don't know, and I don't care. What I put in the box, it'd probably get removed anyway. I just wrote two words. One begins with an F, the other begins with a Y. And that's what I put. I don't know whether that stays there or doesn't. I've never done that before. Don't know who it is. I have the slightest idea who it is. But it showed up in my... Why are you laughing?
Keep us posted.
That's why. What else happened?
You're totally going to Facebook jail, just FYI.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I go to Facebook jail. That stuff so infuriates me. When people, I almost did it a month or so ago when something came across, a picture of a guy and his wife who had gone on a safari and killed an elephant, and they were standing there proudly over the elephant with a gun, with their rifle in their hands, because they apparently both had taken a shot at this elephant. That stuff is so appalling.
Actually stand up for people's right to hunt as sport if they want. I don't like it. I could never do it. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this. The people who are real hunters that actually hunt for food, they don't put pictures up on Facebook. They don't put pictures up on Facebook. The people who are legit hunters who actually do it for sport or for food, they're not ones who brag because they understand the circle of life. And so I think the people who put pictures up, I don't know if they do it for shock or what they do, but it's not my bag, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to shoot wolves, but Trump removed those protections, so now that woman is
totally legal. I don't even know if it was done in this country. I think it was done somewhere in this country. It isn't. You know what? It has. For me, it doesn't have anything to do with Trump and whether there are restrictions or not. Because I know people who do it, no matter whether there are restrictions or not. They just go out and they do it. Now, somebody could say of me, "Well, you hypocritical SOB, you allow coyotes to be killed on your farm and woodchucks and whatever else." And I do because they come and...
I mean, coyotes, I get it. They are predators.
Woodchuck,
I get it.
There isn't a year that goes by that a cow doesn't... The cow that sticks a foot into a hole, breaks its leg, and you got to put the cow down. But that's an insight from somebody who's been there. You know, normally you look at a gopher or growl, what harm could they do? And they are destructive in that way. But there are... You know, I suppose you could find something not to like about any animal under the circumstances, or vice versa, you can find something to like in any animal. I just find hunting, I'm appalled at hunting in general because people refer to it as a sport. How is it a sport to shoot, unless the deer's got a gun and is shooting back at you, or the wolf has a gun and is shooting back at you, or the wolf is attacking you? A deer don't, unless you're the male of the species would protect its family, but they don't usually stay together. So, you know, you're not likely to get attacked by a deer either. If you're in the woods and a bear attacks you and you shoot it, okay. But just to go out and shoot them for the sport of shooting them and then sit there with a dumbass smile on your face saying, "Look at me, I just shot all these wolves." You're a dumbass. And so that is my comment on that.
We actually agree on something this morning.
All
right.
The United States has agreed to buy 100 million doses of another COVID vaccine. The Trump administration reached a deal with Moderna. That's a company that's right here
Boston,
in my neck of
right?
the woods. Yeah, that's actually their offices are. They have offices near Framingham, but they have them in three or four other places as well. Developed by the National Institute of Health, apparently in concert with Moderna. So the difference here, apparently, is that you introduce a small amount of the virus actually into your system. The others apparently don't do that. Isn't that how vaccines work in general? Don't they put
this one's different, though. It's the opposite. So most vaccines introduce a small amount of the virus. This vaccine from Moderna carries genetic material called mRNA, and that triggers an immune response in the body, so it's actually a different way of approaching vaccinations.
Right. Anybody
I don't
know
if it's going to work.
Well, it makes it probably got a better chance because the disease mutates. So like a flu shot, you're not going to be able to get a perfect match on something because it's going to be constantly changing. So it's probably better. Actually, I'd imagine if it does do something to your immune system.
Yeah.
You know, every day, a lot of people are fixated on the numbers. They keep looking at the pandemic's true toll.
Yeah, you can't tell
yet. It doesn't have, it has numbers of people who have it, but there's no information about what toll it's taking on our lives in terms of the economy, in terms of how we live our lives, in terms of businesses. There's all
what
kinds of
what numbers do we need? Everyone
has
eyes. Look around. You can see, I don't need just statistics.
Well, everybody has eyes about, we all know how many people are dying. Basically, we know that it's bad, to be sure. But, I just think that the news media once again is going through all of this stuff to put one specific face on it without tending to the others. What's going on with gyms and health clubs in your area? Both of you, I'd like to get in New York and New Jersey where you are.
No.
They were open for a few weeks.
And the reason I know that is because I live above a Gold's Gym, and normally it wakes us up at 5 o'clock every morning with the loud music, and so it's been really pleasant. It's the best thing that came out of the pandemic is not having to listen to the stupid oomps, 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 oomps at 5 a.m. every single day.
What, the weights banging on the floor and stuff like that?
And spin class. There's a spin class down there, and they blast the music, and it vibrates on our floor, and we're three floors above them. It's horrible.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm. So that's how I can tell you. Gyms are not open yet in Jersey.
All right. And L.A.?
New York.
They were open, gyms, but they're closed again,
Gyms were open, and then they were closed down again, so gyms are closed. There are a few gyms who are that have the space that are trying to do, like, classes and stuff outdoors because you can do stuff outdoors, but for the most part, everything's closed.
Outdoor spin classes become a big thing. Outdoor workouts. My sister-in-law does an outdoor Zumba class, and I have friends who do outdoor spin classes. It seems to be working. People are enjoying it.
Yeah. Anybody know anyone who is enrolled in this do-it-yourself COVID experiment?
Mm-mm.
The researchers want to study, apparently, any spread within households.
Yeah.
Now, Jennifer, you'd be good in this.
I was going to say, I might ace this one, yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's 2,000 families. It's across the country. This is run by Vanderbilt University. This is actually, I believe, part of the money. Remember when Dolly Parton gave, like, $1 million or more than that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was $20 million.
Research.
She gave a huge amount of money to Vanderbilt for research. And I think part of that money funded this study.
Yeah. Well, so that'd be interesting to see what the results of that are.
Yeah, basically you do your own nasal swabs, you do it on your kids, and then you mail in your results. It's all done through the mail.
Yeah. Is there anybody who's surprised to see the story from Florida of a sheriff who has banned his employees from wearing a mask?
It's ridiculous.
What's
his reasoning for it?
I'm not sure that he hasn't. His name is Billy Woods. He sent out an email.
You're not even allowed to wear a mask if you're a citizen and you walk into the police station.
Right. Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Masks will not be worn by on-duty employees at any time. And then he went on to suggest that any person who walks into any of our lobbies, main office, district offices, that's wearing a mask will be asked to leave or move it or leave.
That's ridiculous, and I'm sure that cannot be enforced.
Yeah.
If you cannot tell, first of all, the difference between
would motivate you to be that.
There are plenty of people like that. Those are the same. That's the same mentality of the stupid people who are throwing house parties and the people who are attacking other people for wearing a mask. I got literally bitched at by some old crazy lady yesterday for wearing a mask while I walked into the mall. And I turned around. I was like, excuse me? And she tried to start with me. I was like, oh, you better keep walking, lady. Like, that is ridiculous. She was not allowed into the mall because she didn't have a mask on. And she started attacking everyone around her who was wearing a mask. It's ridiculous. People feel
so...
We need to
be a little more sensitive to people.
People feel so entitled. It's ridiculous.
I feel like there's so much mask shaming happening, whether you're wearing the mask or you're not.
Yeah, it's on both sides.
It is, and it's just stupid. Give exactly. Live and love.
Be happy, though, that you live in America and not someplace else where even though our media, news media, does sort of sanction one side or another and promote one side or another. I'd be happy at least we have one. And you don't live in places like Hong Kong where the Chinese government has closed down another newspaper, which was pro-democracy. Just closed it down.
Yep.
And threatened the people who run it. If you open it again, you will be shot on the spot. They didn't say it, but that's pretty much, you'll be thrown in jail. How many people do you suppose there are in China that are basically political prisoners that are in jail? Do we have anybody in America who's in jail because they're political prisoners? Probably a few.
Well, there's a story in the LA Times that there's a woman who organized a protest, a peaceful protest, and she's in jail. She got arrested.
Where?
Was not in L.A. I forget her name now. There's an online protest to get her released.
Yeah, but there's something with her, actually. I think that there was something. There's something more to that story. I'll have to tell you what it is because I was reading about it the other day.
Yeah.
There are too many people, though. It's on video. I mean, people are filming this stuff. Too many people getting thrown into the back of an unmarked car and not read their Miranda rights. Like, this is happening
all the
time. No, this is every. This is in New York City. It happened on Second Avenue last week. It's everywhere. It's not just one spot.
Mm. Well,
and it feels a lot like it feels like very Chinese government-y.
Yeah, it does. Well, when you're in the shower today, you're washing your hair and washing your body, maybe things to think about a little bit here from the DJV program. Here's another program that I hope you will pay attention to that I do every week, the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The most recent installment from Jack focuses on a new blood test that's being given for people, various folks who there's been a lot of, there is continuous, they have been for the last decade, focus on Alzheimer's and how do you find out if you have it and how do you find out if you're prone to it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jack has a way of checking people's temperatures and putting it together with other information you can get from your body to distinguish this in this blood test to distinguish whether or not you have the likelihood of getting it or not. But it's all explained well how your bodies work and this and other, there's so much information about your body. It's great to be able to purvey some of it, relay some of it in the Good Day Health Show podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
People in the U.S. who have multiple sclerosis, or MS, have a form of the disease called relapsing remitting MS. For them, periods of symptom flare-ups or attacks are followed by periods when symptoms become less severe or go away entirely. There are many relapsing MS treatments available, but what is appropriate for one patient might not be appropriate for another. MS expert Dr. Jacqueline Nicholas explains.
Patients should work with their MS healthcare teams to find a treatment option that's right for them. For some, how and where they take their medication is important, and a once-daily oral pill may be more suitable for their lifestyle than other delivery methods.
Treating MS is important because it is a progressive disease. If you have relapsing MS, ask your MS healthcare team about a new oral treatment option or visit newrmspill.com. This message is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, a language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The questions for Dr. Ken start with a question about high blood pressure. We know what it does to our arteries and to our heart. What does it do to our brain, Ken?
Well, it's unfortunately a very common cause of stroke. There's plenty of circulation in the brain and uncontrolled high blood pressure. You know, we're trying to get everybody to about 130 or less and 80 or less. That's the sweet spot. Between 130 and 140 is a gray area. Definitely over 140. We want to get you below that. And uncontrolled high blood pressure increases your risk dramatically of having a stroke.
Right.
Now, and also of not being able to think. That's, we talked about smoking and its effect on cognition, blood pressure, diabetes, also factors on decreasing your ability to think as you get older.
There are a lot of things that affect our brain, it seems, in our society today. A lot of people get concussions playing various sports. So what if you do have a concussion, are there different things, different kind of brain conditions, or is it just generally speaking, if you have a concussion, you better look out because it could affect your entire brain?
Well, there was an article in the end of July in Family Medicine Community Health that showed that people with a history of concussion face increased risk of certain psychological and neurologic conditions. Doug, these conditions include attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, depression or anxiety, Parkinson's disease, or dementia.
Wow. All right. What about this new blood test, which is being used by some brain specialists in spotting Alzheimer's disease? Is it any good?
There's an article at the end of July in JAMA Network Open that this blood test intended to measure levels of a protein in blood called tau is 96% accurate in identifying people with Alzheimer's disease instead of other forms of dementia, which is pretty impressive. That's just as accurate as a PET scan and also spinal taps. It's just as accurate as, and you, boy, if you can avoid that, and more precise than MRI and other blood tests. Tau is one of a handful of proteins linked with Alzheimer's disease. Beta amyloid is another protein linked with this disease.
How many people come into your clinic, Lake Cardiology in Florida, with signs, warning signs of cardiac arrest or cardiac problems, and do you get them to the hospital immediately?
Oh, they walk in and it's an emergency?
Yep.
An unexpected emergency? I mean, and they came to my office instead of going to the hospital?
They had something wrong, and you look at them, and in 2 seconds you say, we're getting this guy to the hospital now. What tells you to do that?
1 to 3 times a month that happens, that somebody, instead of going to the hospital, comes to the office. What tells me? Well, you know, that's decades of experience, but there are some obvious signs. You look at their vital signs, their blood pressure, their heart rate, their respiratory rate, their temperature. You look at their symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, lightheadedness, dizziness. You look at their electrocardiogram, do a physical exam, and hopefully they're in a stable situation, that if they are having symptoms, it's not an emergency. But that's what we're trained to do. It's called triage, and that's why sometimes you wait for a cardiologist, because somebody walks into the office unexpectedly and has life-threatening symptoms, and it occurs 0 to 3 times a month, in at least in our office, and I think in any cardiologist's office. And you've got the EMTs, the ambulance there, and that's going to wreak havoc on a schedule.
What does triage mean?
Triage means what a physician, especially in cardiology, unlike in a bakery where you take a number, first one in gets next served, in cardiology and in any doctor who takes care of potentially life-threatening patients, you take care of the sickest first. Though, growing up, we saw the MASH units on TV,
right,
and you could see how they decided where to go first. It wasn't the person who was brought there first. It was the most sick. And as physicians, we assess who is the most likely to be able to survive, and the most sickest, who needs our attention the quickest, and that's where, how we make our decision. That's called triage, keeping people alive who need our attention soonest and most salvageable.
Insights into modern medicine. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. You can reach Dr. Ken, by the way, by dialing his clinic in Florida at 352-735-1400, 59 past the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.